This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster Beth, and this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Sathagua.
There's a monster in my podcast.
A classic. Like, I know this name really well. I was thinking there's more to this guy.
Exactly the same. The fact that I know this guy's name, it made me think that there was going to be at least as many avatars as we had for Shub Niggurath.
But in fact, it's just a peaceful sleep god. sleepy god.
So he's a big furry toad guy who his primary drivers are eating and sleeping.
Mm-hmm. And this is extremely personally attacked by this eldritch god.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's generally real gentle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a 50% chance of being hungry. If he's hungry, you know, he'll eat you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not great. But if not, he pretends to be asleep.
How many times have you done that? How many times have you pretended to be asleep in a social situation just because you didn't want to be bothered?
Every single time I've ever stayed the night at someone's house and slept out on the couch, they've gotten up before I am prepared to get up because it takes me, you know, 3 hours to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then I pretend to be asleep once they've woken me up.
Yes.
So I can, like, not participate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wake up immediately and I lay down with my eyes closed.
Yes.
Until I get hungry and then I get up and have food. Like, this is the most relatable entry in this book.
And you know, if you're at a sleepover, the breakfast is going to be on point. They're going to have all the different flavors of Pop-Tarts. Notwithstanding, if there's a mom in the equation, who's going to make you pancakes or waffles.
Yeah, you got to have
or
a mom
dad
in the equation.
You know, you got a dad in the equation.
You got to get one of those in the equation. Let's talk brass tacks. You got any pancakes?
Right. Yeah.
You know, ordinarily, like, it would be like, let's go stand in line for brunch for like 7 hours.
Yes.
I think I actually, like, in my mid-20s, I fucking hated sleepovers. Like, I go visit a friend in Chicago or whatever. And it's like, I had to sleep in the shitty living room.
Mm-hmm.
The sun comes up at 5 a.m. and blasts me with sun and heat.
Yep.
Immediately, everyone else wakes up 4 hours after they went to sleep and immediately want to go stand in line for, you know, get on a train to stand in line for breakfast somewhere.
Yeah.
That was like miserable.
I will go out of the way to avoid situations like that. Primarily because I am very attached to my own bed, into my own space. Sure. And you know what? I have determined that losing out on a good night of sleep, or the possibility for a good night of sleep, there are very, very few things that are worth that to me. So
Same. Like, the breakthrough I came through with going back home and rather than staying with, like, when I would go back home, rather than staying with friends, like, you know, Priceline, the cheapest hotel.
Right.
You know, like, I will sleep in, you know, like a shitty Motel 6 in order to just, like, have an air conditioned room where I can keep it dark as long as I need to.
I will, you know, like, as an adult, I have opted and decided, like, okay, this is like a drinky party at a bar or whatever. I'm going to have, like, you know, 1-2 drinks, switch to water. And I don't care if I get home at 3 a.m. I'm going to go home.
Get home.
At the end of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to like crash on somebody's couch.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. It's not comfortable. I'm very jealous of people who can sleep anywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
same.
Or just like really powerful sleepers who can just like, I don't care. I'll fall asleep on a chair. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. People can just like fall asleep for you know, basically on command.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is I feel attacked by Sathagatha and relate to.
I'm envious of Sathagua, actually.
Yeah. Sathagua. Like, I'm getting more emotions and a wider variety of emotions from Sathagua than I ever thought.
Yeah.
Would be possible for somebody with like roughly two paragraphs or just, you know,
just leave him the fuck
has a
alone.
50%, 50% chance of being hungry.
leave him alone. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.